there would have been, I suspect, a sigh of relief last night, not just from the Labour Party, but in the two newsrooms who put those two polls out. I mean, it's very rare that two polls come out on the same day, and last time it happened, they didn't match, and therefore you had no idea who was accurate or not. Now, the two this week show pretty much the same thing, which is good. Labour get the predictable bump from the leadership change, which, although it was more likely than not, it wasn't a foregone conclusion, so they will be happy. But it does give an insight into just how toxic Jacinda Ardern had become. In one poll, it's sort of a tie, a hung parliament. In the other, it's also a tie with the balance of power potentially held by the Māori Party, which overall shows you can safely say this is a tight race. Now, you can bring history in if you want. No government in the modern era have changed leaders and gone on to win an election. Statement of fact, not an opinion, and I don't think by the time we get to October that's going to change. But polls are life, and Labour have got a hit of oxygen that they so desperately needed. There's another crack today, as I mentioned, the cabinet reshuffle, of course. Not that that will change anything. I don't think the media will wander through the entrails, but cabinets and their makeups are beltway affairs. No one in the real world really cares who the Minister of Internal Affairs is or what number in the pecking order they are. And here's the really important thing. Once the floodwaters get mopped up and we all get back to the work of the year, the economy, that's the big thing, the economy, it's in real trouble. That's what makes or breaks governments. You might not like a media merger, and the government will scuttle that, but that was never swinging a vote. A new leader is window dressing, but we get over that quickly as well, and given Hipkins has been involved with every government decision and as big as anybody in the lineup, a small bump in the opening poll reflects the change is as good as a holiday vibe, not a profound shift from the stuff that's got his party in the mess it has, and indeed our country in the quagmire it is. For the Nats, it is far from a foregone conclusion. That's the readout I take out of this for them. Luxon has got a lot of credibility work to do. He's with us shortly. But this government, let me put it simply, right? This government stunk pre-Christmas. Even last night's poll shows they still have poll trouble. This is a government on its way out and a leader who is caretaker at best.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.